From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 1st, 2021. That's part of Directional by the Richmond, Virginia band Carbon Leaf from their 1995 album Meander. In Richmond, the 2021 Virginia General Assembly has been considering over 1,600 bills and resolutions as it sets directions for the Commonwealth's laws, policies, and budget. This is Virginia Water Radio's annual episode giving you a chance to imagine being an Assembly member and to consider how you'd vote on some of this year's water-related measures. I'll give brief descriptions of each of five measures based on information from the Virginia Legislative Information System as of January 29th. You'll have a few seconds of a ticking clock sound to decide if you would vote for or against the idea, and then I'll give the measure's status, also as of January 29th. Number 1, House of Delegates Joint Resolution 556 is a proposed constitutional amendment stating, in part, that in the development, implementation, and enforcement of environmental laws, regulations, and policies, it's the policy of the Commonwealth to follow the principles of environmental justice, including the fair treatment and meaningful involvement of every person, regardless of race, color, national origin, or income. This resolution was in a House committee. Number 2, Senate Bill 1291 would require that any application for a water withdrawal permit must include a water auditing plan and a leak detection and repair plan. This bill had passed the Senate and moved to the House. Number 3, House Bill 1983 would set conditions for water protection permit applicants who are seeking mitigation credits for impacts to wetlands or streams to purchase such credits from a mitigation bank not located in the sub-watershed where the impacts occur. This bill had passed the House and was in a Senate committee. Number 4, House Bill 1937, a complicated measure called the Green New Deal Act, would, among other things, set a moratorium on new fossil fuel projects, establish requirements for percentages of electricity generation from renewable sources, require a state climate action plan, set a goal to reduce building energy consumption by 36% by 2036, and promote environmental justice in various ways. The bill was in a House committee. And number 5, House Bill 2265 would repeal several previous acts by the General Assembly that promoted renewable energy and called for regulating carbon emissions from fossil fuel-based electricity plants. The bill was in a House committee. This short game certainly doesn't capture the scope of the General Assembly's potential impacts on a subject as complicated, connected, and vital as water. These measures all involve more details than you heard here, and many other significant measures are also under consideration. The General Assembly's website, virginiagenerassembly.gov, has tools to help you get more information and express your opinions to Assembly members. The 2021 General Assembly is scheduled to adjourn on February 11th, so now's the time. Thanks to Carbon Leaf for permission to use this week's music, and we close with about 10 more seconds of Directional. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.